It is 7 o'clock.
Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, Marc Spoutz is being sworn in by Grand Duke Guillaume as Luxembourg's new Labour Minister this morning, replacing Georges Michaud. Martin Hansen takes over the sports ministry. The CSV National Council unanimously approved the government changes proposed by Prime Minister Luc Frieden last night. Laurent Zeme will succeed Spoutz as CSV parliamentary group leader. Housing remains the top concern for Luxembourgers at 70%, according to the latest Polit Monitor survey. The international geopolitical situation ranks second at 64%, followed by increased traffic. The rise of right-wing extremism, the pension system and climate change each worry about half of respondents, while 29% are concerned about the economic situation. A Luxembourg court has sentenced three family members to life in prison for the 2021 murder of a man in Portugal. The victim was poisoned with insecticide after multiple failed attempts on his life. The court heard the murder was planned around a dinner table in Esch-sur-Alzette, where the defendants discussed which poison to use. In international news, President Trump says the US has seized what he called the largest oil tanker ever captured off Venezuela's coast. He didn't specify the vessel's name or exact reason for the seizure. Washington has been pressurizing Caracas for months over alleged drug smuggling. Israel has approved the construction of 700 more homes in the occupied West Bank, despite international criticism. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich called it a strategic move to strengthen settlements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the decision, which the international community considers illegal. The US Federal Reserve has cut interest rates for the third consecutive time, lowering them by a quarter point to between 3.5 and 3.75%. The decision was made despite limited economic data due to the recent 40-day government shutdown. Moving to sports, and in the Champions League, Manchester City beat Real Madrid 2-1, while Arsenal's 3-0 win in Bruges keeps them top with maximum points. Luxembourg's Leandro Barrero scored in Benfica's 2-0 victory over Napoli. Leverkusen and Newcastle and Dortmund Glimt both finished 2-2, while PSG drew 0-0 at Bilbao. Tonight, the Europa League continues with Porto Malmö and Celtic Roma among the fixtures. And the Darts World Championship begins today at London's Alexandra Palace. 128 players, including 5 women, will compete until January the 3rd for the title and a prize of £1 million. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's the usual morning fog, followed by clouds all day long, with the possibility of rainfall here and there. The temperature will stay rather constant for the rest of the week, starting at 6 to 8 degrees and going up ever so slightly to around 10 degrees.